Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator, this podcast and the information shared within it are intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Welcome back to Project I Am and part two of Choosing Yourself. I'm David, and today we're diving into a topic that I believe is a game changer: boundaries. Boundaries are not about keeping people out or even being difficult. They are really a way of saying yes to yourself. In fact, boundaries are the ultimate form of self-love because they protect our time, our energy, and our well-being. Yet, so many of us struggle with setting boundaries, especially when it comes to people we care about. Let's talk about why boundaries are so important. Imagine your life as a house. Boundaries are like the fences and doors that protect your house from being overwhelmed by the outside world. Without them, anything and everything can come in and take over your space. Now, this doesn't mean locking yourself away from the world, but it does mean protecting your energy so that you can show up fully in the ways that matter most. When you don't set boundaries, you find yourself saying yes to things you don't want to do. When you don't set boundaries, you may find yourself saying yes to things you don't want to do, overcommitting your time and feeling resentful afterwards. Does that sound familiar? Sometimes we don't set boundaries because we're just too nice. And when we're nice, we're not really honoring ourselves or the people around us. One of the biggest misconceptions about boundaries is that they are selfish and that they push people away. In reality, boundaries strengthen relationships because they allow you to give from a place of abundance, not exhaustion, and it keeps us from resenting people. Let me share a personal story. Earlier in my career, I had a big problem with saying no. If someone asked me for help on a project, I felt obligated to say yes, even when my plate was already way too full. I thought I was being a good team player, but in reality, I was sacrificing my own well-being. I started staying late, I kept working weekends, and oftentimes I felt burnout and ended up resenting people that were asking me for all this extra time and energy. I wasn't showing up fully because I was stretched way too thin. It wasn't until a mentor of mine pulled me aside and said, "Hey, Dave, you're not helping anyone by running yourself into the ground." This mentor taught me the importance of boundaries, not just in my work, but also in my general life. Once I started setting limits on my time, my productivity improved, and so did my relationships. Now, think about a time when you said yes to something you really didn't want to. How did it feel? What would it have been like to say no and to honor your own needs? Your takeaway today is this: setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Start small. Think of one area in your life where you feel overextended and practice setting a boundary there. It could be as simple as blocking off time in your calendar just for you. You deserve to protect your energy. And one last thing. Boundaries ought to be more like jello and not like brick walls. When someone runs into your boundary, they shouldn't hurt themselves, be a little bit of a bounce back. They should experience a little bit of resistance as they try to push against our boundary. Once feeling that resistance, they'll take a step back. Boundaries that are brick walls hurt people. Keep your boundaries like jello, firm and resistant, but not hurtful. There you go. That's it for today. I hope you have a wonderful day. Next episode, we're going to be talking about confidence to choose yourself, how you can become your own advocate and build confidence from within. May you be well.
The weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.